Yeah, I mean, it's been different, as it has been for everybody, because of, you know, the virus and the difficulties of meeting in person. But, you know, the things that, you know, that I hear about are things probably that you would expect. You know, people want their justices and their judges and their court system to be responsive. They want to be heard and have a choice to kind of get a fair shake. And one of the things, probably the thing I talk most about on the campaign trail, you know, because as a judge, I'm somewhat limited in what I can talk about. But I talk about access to justice. And what I mean by that is, you know, making sure that when people have a legal problem, they have, as often as possible, someone by their side to help them navigate the system, to explain what the rules are, what the law is, and to get them, get their voice heard in front of a judge. And too often, people in Minnesota don't have that. You know, legal aid has to turn tens of thousands of people away every year who just can't afford a lawyer. And when I was in private practice, that was a real passion of mine. I provided a lot of pro bono or free legal services to folks in a lot of different areas. And as a justice on the Supreme Court, I'm working hard to close that gap, to do whatever we can to make sure that the people's voice is heard, because, you know, it matters to those people, obviously, but it also matters to the legitimacy of our court. You know, if people aren't getting their voice heard in a meaningful way, then people have less trust in, you know, that our courts are going to be a place where they can go to get their disputes resolved. And so for all of those reasons, that's probably my biggest passion, the biggest thing I'm talking about in this campaign.